Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. And hey, I got a guy here who is an absolute shredder, Ed Mejia. He is a Northwest guy. He plays in a band called Dead by Design. We're going to be focusing on his solo project. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to be with you, Kevin.
Absolutely. So, you know, all cards on the table, man. I messed up the other night. I set up a time to meet him at the station and I ghosted, dude. I did not show up. I totally pulled a boner move and he showed up on time and I completely spaced. I was running around. I work like four different jobs.
You're a busy guy though, man. And I don't fault you at all, man. I'm just thankful you even asked me out to come out to the studio or and meet up with you. So
hey, you got to meet the security guard, right?
Yeah, she was lovely. Yeah. Shout out to Gwen. She was very helpful.
We'll have to get you up there again sometime. But anyways, we're doing this via Zoom. We're hanging out and we're going to talk all about your stuff. So let's get a little backstory, man, like the origin story of your love for guitar. When did you first start playing guitar and what made you fall in love with it?
Man, it started in 94. I was 10 years old. Okay. I had just got into Nirvana. And at that time, you know, and you know, from there it went from Nirvana, Green Day. Mm-hmm. I was really into No Doubt too. A lot of bands from the 95, 96, anything. I was so, I was just moldable, man. I was ready to listen to anything, but it was really guitar playing. That's when that started, right? When I discovered Nirvana. Santa Claus at the time brought me my first, you know, black body, white pickguard Squire Stratocaster.
You gotta start somewhere. Shout out to Santa.
It's almost unstopped since.
Do you still have it?
I wish I could tell you what I did. I talk about it every so often. I tell my kids, I go, don't get rid of this one that you have.
Yeah.
You're gonna want to talk to it. I wish I had it, man, but I put it on consignment years ago.
Mm-hmm. Do your kids play guitar?
They actually both play guitar since they were little bass guitar as well, but they both have really gravitated towards drums.
Awesome.
So we got a house full of drummers here. I can play a few things too. And so we all work on things together. We jam, we sing, we play guitar. When we're not doing our own thing with our own bands, my son has his own band. They're really doing great. So it's cool to see him really just dive into it. In much the same fashion I did when I was in ninth grade.
What's your kid's band?
They're called Mollywog.
Mollywog. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Similar like Mollywop the floor with you. I think it's Mollywog. Molly W-O-G.
Mollywog. I'll have to check them out for Loud and Local. That's awesome.
Yeah. I should know that. They actually practice here every Sunday night for a few hours. And they sound great. They're young. They're all in high school, but they got some chops. They can play. They got a lot of attitude, a lot of spirit, a lot of fight in them. So like I said, it's beautiful to see at that age.
That's cool, man. Continuing the path to that. And what was your first band, man? How old were you? And what was your first project you played in?
My first project that actually had any like local kind of following, I was 16 years old. I was in a band called Manifest. And actually, singer of that band is my current vocalist today, Austin Wenfeld, Dead by Design. So we've kind of reconnected back in 2019, back when Dead by Design started, you know, was from that reconnection we had. We hadn't really talked in probably 7 to 10 years.
Nice, dude. So you joined Dead by Design. Were you doing anything, you know, in between those periods? Were you in any other bands or?
Other than just guitar at home and some acoustic guitar playing with friends. It was real casual. I was really obviously in high school in my 20s, and it just kind of dropped off a little bit, got busy. Life gets busy.
Yeah.
But now that my kids are teens, they're doing their own band stuff. So I get to kind of catch up to them.
Dad gets to play
together. What's that?
Dad gets to do his own thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about your solo stuff before we jump into one of your songs. So, you have some solo songs, and who's some of your inspiration as far as like shred guitar?
The earliest come from Dimebag Darrell, Zakk Wylde. Mm-hmm. I remember John Petrucci was an early one because he had a great DVD back in those days.
Yeah.
Really into that. And as far as modern guys, I love Aaron Marshall from Intervals. Everything he does is perfect.
Yeah.
Great player. Yeah, I see you agree too. And then Angel Vivaldi is another great player along those same lines. Some modern guys there. But I'm all over the place with guitar though, man. Sounds like you play as well.
I have a guitar. I couldn't say I'm necessarily a good player, but yes, no shredding for me. I'll play a few power chords, but no, I'm no shred master, dude. I'm not worthy, you know, that kind of wanes.
There's no about power chords, at least behind it, man. So it starts with the power chord first.
Did you hear that Jeff Loomis is out of Arch Enemy and he's going to be doing something else? Did you hear about that?
I heard he left the band. Yeah, I didn't know what his plans were, but I knew, you know, or I know that we're going to hear, we'll hear some new riffs. I'm sure. I'm hoping.
Absolutely, man. So as far as, you know, aspiring guitarists and or aspiring, you know, musicians, do you have any advice?
Play it every day. Play it every day. That's it. If you're not playing every day, then just find something else to do, man. But if you love it and obsess over it, I think you're gonna discover whatever it is you're looking for. And
nice.
That's all you do. That's it, man.
Absolutely. Easy as that. You're going to be playing with your band Dead by Design at a show on Wednesday, February 28th at the Fun House, which is attached to El Corazon. It's He Films the Clouds, Within the Pure, Drift Away, High Castle, and Dead by Design. So that'd be a fun gig, right?
It sounds like a killer lineup. I can't wait to see all these bands. I've heard a lot about them, so I'm excited to catch them on their tour.
Awesome. Do you approach your songwriting for your solo stuff any different than with Dead by Design?
You know, there's not a whole lot different. I think on my end, there's going to be a lot more work because, you know, during those verses, especially, I think that's where you really get that chance to be creative and really speak, you know. So, you know, if you listen to the songs that I do, I really try to let the listener hear, hey, you know, here's our verse, here's the chorus, we'll wrap around, we'll hit a bridge. You know, there's some traditional aspects of it to where I really try to make it feel like a song. Sometimes it can get out of control and maybe, you know, riff salad maybe, but I try to keep that, you know, keep the theme going and try to wrap it around.
Try to make an actual song with it as opposed to just a bunch of parts, right?
Bunch of parts, jams. Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Well, let's go into one of the songs. We're going to play a song here. It's Metal Shop with Ed Mejia. And you know what? I actually failed to mention, are you a Seattle guy, a Tacoma guy? Where do you live?
Yeah, I'm actually out in Yakima. So the band is out in Seattle Federal Way. So there's a couple of us here in Yakima. We venture out to, we play most of our shows there. We rehearse there. And so we're willing to make the commute, man.
And we're going to go into Narcissistic Drama Queen. So this is a song by Ed Mejia. He is a guitarist for a band called Dead by Design, but he is also a solo musician. Is there anything you want to say in about this song?
I hope you enjoy. Yeah, this is a fun one. So get ready. I have more songs like this coming out, but this is a real fun one.
All right, it's Narcissistic Drama Queen, Ed Mejia, here on Metal Shop.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That was Narcissistic Drama Queen by a badass metal musician called Ed Mejia. And he's in a band called Dead by Design, but he also is a solo musician. And I say metal musician, but you have metal songs, but you also have kind of non-metal songs. Is that right?
Yeah.
All over the place.
I'm kind of all over the place, I guess. Yeah. It's just whatever, you know, whatever feeds me, man.
That's the beauty of a lot of musicians these days, especially a lot of really virtuoso guitar players. Band like Polyphia, it could be called metal. It could also be called not metal at all. You know, it's sometimes Animals as Leaders. He has parts that are not the heaviest parts, but like it's all really interesting, beautiful music. And yeah.
Engaging. Yeah. And transcending the genre label, you know, to whatever genre it is. Yeah. That's really beautiful stuff there. And, you know, both those bands, insanely creative and unlike anything I've ever heard before.
So yeah, I got to ask, man, how do you make the Yakima / Seattle thing work? Do you drive for practice like all the time?
Yeah, we drive. We will alternate from time to time, but we make it work for all four members. So
are you the only Yakima member?
No, we have another one. So Aaron Tackett, our bass player, is also out here as well. So, you know, it's cool. We get to work together. And then so we get to bring our work up to Seattle or the cool. Other two guys over. So actually, everybody has roots here in Yakima. So when they do come here, they're coming home in a sense. So it's been many years since they've been here. But, you know, we all got ties to this valley.
There's another band. And is Wenatchee close to Yakima?
Yeah, Wenatchee's nearby. It's further east. Yeah, on your way out to, I guess, Spokane, headed out that direction there.
Are you familiar with Himiko Cloud?
What's that?
Are you familiar with the band Himiko Cloud?
I love them.
And they're from that area, right?
Yeah. They come out, we get to see them, and they're super kind. They're super nice, and their music is, again, they're another one of those bands. You know,
when
you
have the...
Yeah, I think of them. So they are there. They're it. They're amazing.
That's awesome, man. So, you know, what's 2024 look like for you, man, as far as, you know, Dead by Design and your solo stuff? Are you going to be doing some more recording? Are you going to be playing a bunch of shows?
Yeah. So actually, Dead by Design is in the process of releasing a slew of singles here. We just put out our latest Pray V Pray. We just put out Dead Ringer a couple months ago. So we have a few more coming out this year. So we're actually cranking those out as fast as we can. So we're looking forward to that. This year, I have a couple more of my own songs coming out. One of them being a collaboration with a friend. This one's going to have vocals on it. Very deathcore.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's nasty. It's real nasty. So I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be different than anything I put out. It's been a great collaboration working with Ben Holm. Ben Holm. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you have recent Dead by Design. Why don't we play a Dead by Design song too?
Yeah, let's do it.
What song do you want to play?
Yeah. Pray V Pray just came out. It's a real banger. So, that'd be, That'd be the one.
All right, let's play that. Dead by Design. They're playing Wednesday, February 28th at the Fun House alongside He Films the Cloud. He Films the Clouds, Within the Pure, Drift Away, High Castle. And we're going to play it right now. Again, Pray V Pray, is you said?
Pray V Pray.
Pray V Pray. It's Dead by Design here on Metal Shop. By Design here on Metal Shop, and we're talking to one of the master shredders from that band. They're going to be playing Wednesday, February 28th at the Fun House. Ed Mejia is the subject of the interview, and you're a Yakima guy, so why don't you tell me some of the bands that we should know, because I feel like I try to represent as much as I can about Washington State here on Metal Shop and Loud and Local as well. But you know, sometimes I get lost in that Seattle bias, that Puget Sound bias. I need to know the stuff that's on the other side. What's some other good in Yakima?
I'm going to mention one band that is actually just slaying right now.
Okay.
I'm glad I get to talk about them because I don't think I've heard them yet out here out in Seattle, but they're called Malinois, like the dog breed. And their music is heavy, man. It is heavy, hardcore. It is down-tuned. It's brutal. So Malinois, they've just put out a couple brand new singles and some great videos to go with it. So Kevin, I honestly think you would love them. So
Malinois?
Yeah, Malinois. Okay. Slaying. Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up. That sounds cool. And they're from Yakima.
Yeah, they're out of Yakima. They got a killer drummer, Jeremy Hunt. Killer drummer, killer dude. So killer group of guys. So Malinois is slaying. Check them out right now.
And then, of course, your kids band. You can't forget.
Mollywog. Mollywog is coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they booked to play the Chainsaw Cat coming up in February with some friends of mine. Actually, Craft of Distraction, they're a killer hip-hop group out of Yakima. Four-piece group, super cool, super, I don't know, psychedelic and powerful. Craft of Distraction is a killer band. And I'm going to tell you one more, Kevin.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I play guitar in another group called Militant Poetry. They're a blend of just rock, metal, and hip-hop vocals. And so we're going to headline the show, Craft of Distraction, and then the debut of Mollywog.
Militant Poetry. I like it.
Militant Poetry.
I like that, man. That's awesome. So, you know, I got to ask, because this is a Northwest focused show. You know, you said that, you know, you got really into Nirvana. That's what got you into guitar. But thinking about, you know, the Northwest, what's your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Favorite Northwest bands of all time. I think by default, I mean, I was so young, man. I'm going to have to just, number one, I think Nirvana, because I think that's what clearly got me in this whole mess.
Absolutely.
Talking local, or I mean, we're talking grunge. I mean, because when I think of the Northwest, I'm really looking at those grunge bands, man. But another killer band from Spokane that inspires me and makes me want to be better is Odyssey. You're familiar with got a Spokane. Yeah. Yeah, listen to them right now. They're killer. So
I just discovered a death metal band from Spokane called Zingaya.
Haven't heard of them. I'll have to check that out.
Grindcore death metal stuff. So yeah, man.
Okay.
Zingaya. Yeah, it's good stuff. It looks like you're going to get to writing some more songs. You said you have a song that's coming out with a deathcore vocalist.
Yeah. So killer talent here in Yakima. His name is Ben Holmes. He plays for a band called Invicta. Okay. He's just brutal vocals. And so we've played shows together. We've played Wenatchee together. Nice. We've hung out with Himiko Club together with those guys. Okay. Last summer, yeah. So excited to work with him. It's been great, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
Awesome, man. And so you can go see Ed if you're like, man, this guy rocks. You can go see him again. You can see him with his band Dead by Design, with High Castle, Drift Away, Within the Pure, and He Films the Clouds. That's going to be Wednesday, February 28th at the Fun House. Anything else you want to plug before we jump into a final song from you, man?
And that's about it. Come out to the shows, check out deadbydesign.net and connect with us. And we look forward to seeing you guys out at the Funhouse very soon.
Awesome, man. Anywhere to follow you on socials?
Yeah, Instagram, Ed Mejia, 84. yeah, come find me. Oh, I got a shout out. Future Flux 84, another little synthwave project I'm doing. I can't leave out my homie, Vincent Bornay of the Night Cry. I'm working with him as well. So I can't leave him out. I love him. And we got some music coming out very soon.
Awesome, man. Ed, dude, thank you so much for agreeing to, you know, chat with me, even though I was a total douchebag the other day and totally forgot.
The coolest guy right now, man. I'm thankful to be here with you. Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. We're going to jump into one of your songs, Wednesdays. Anything you want to say about this one?
This is an oldie but a goodie. This one came together real quick. So enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.